Hello, we begin with breaking news from the occupied West Bank, where three Palestinians have been killed and several wounded during a raid by Israeli forces in the city of Nablus. The Israeli army says two of the victims were responsible for last month's drive-by shooting in the Jordan Valley, which killed three Israeli settlers, a mother and her two daughters. Let's go to occupied East Jerusalem and speak to Mohammed Jamjoum. What more are we learning about this?
Darin, we've gotten some more details just in the past several minutes. Israeli Army Radio is saying that there were more than 200 Israeli soldiers that participated in this raid that happened in the old city of Nablus in the occupied West Bank earlier this morning. What we know so far from the Israeli military is this, that those soldiers went into the old city in Nablus in the occupied West Bank and that they killed three Palestinian men. The Israeli army accuses these men of having been behind the killing of Lucy, Rina, and Maya D. Those are those British-Israeli dual citizens that were settlers. They were killed in a drive-by shooting in April, on April 7th, so just about a month ago. The Israeli army says that they conducted a thorough investigation, that they uncovered that these men, according to them, were behind those killings. They say that two of the men actually carried out the killing and that one of the Palestinian men assisted in getting weapons and planning the attack. Now, this is something that is very worrying for the Israeli government, obviously. We have seen almost nightly raids into the occupied West Bank carried out by the Israeli military over the last several months. And one of the reasons for that is because of the fact that the Israeli government continues to accuse the Palestinian Authority of not doing enough to, in their words, curb militancy in places like Nablus. The Israeli government keeps saying that there are these lone wolf attackers and that the Palestinian authorities should be doing more to make sure that these people cannot carry out attacks against Israeli citizens and Israeli settlers. We expect to have more details in the hours to come. We have heard one thing from the Qassam Brigades, that is the military wing of Hamas. They issued a statement in which they praised these three men. They called them martyrs, and they also said that the killing of these men will not limit the ability of Hamas or the Qassam Brigades to limit its strikes and operations or to stop its attacks. We've also heard one statement from the Palestinian Authority. They have condemned this raid by the Israeli army in Nablus this morning.
Thank you so much. Mohammed Jamjoum reporting from occupied East Jerusalem.